This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, there is an intersection that's been approved for one, but the council hasn't voted on it yet. I am actually myself not a fan of the red light cameras, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll keep watching that. So you all had a city council meeting on Monday evening this week. Get us up to speed regarding the latest on the water debate after that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, at our at the meeting before, a couple weeks prior, we passed a resolution which put council on record as supporting dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, some or all of that, and also not building a large new dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir. And this past Monday night, we sort of looked at next steps, one of which was issuing a request for proposals to solicit bids from dredging companies to dredge the reservoir. And because there's been a lot of speculation about what it might cost to dredge the reservoir, but we're not going to know for sure until we put it out for bid and see what kind of responses we get. So there was some question about whether the city would be sort of taking the lead on issuing that RFP, or whether the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority would be taking the lead. And the majority of council said they'd like for it to be part of the regional water supply plan, and therefore it should be Rivanna as the regional water supply planner, if you will, should be taking the lead on issuing that RFP. But we're going to make sure to have active city involvement in that process.
And we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Dave, for the folks who aren't following this issue as closely as we are, I guess one of the arguments against that would be the fact that some folks feel that the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority has been a bit disingenuous and sort of siding with the county in this process, and that asking them to oversee any dredging RFPs might put dredging for water, that very idea, at jeopardy.
Yeah, and I fully understand that concern. It's one of the reasons why the city has said, we want to make sure that that we are fully involved in the RFP development process, so that it is a good RFP that creates an opportunity for dredging companies to come in and offer bids that are going to be fairly reviewed and screened. So I think with the active city involvement, and I'm going to propose that we have a couple of citizen members on that team who can, again, just make sure that it's an open and fair process. Then hopefully we'll get a good outcome.
Yeah, and let's underscore something that the city has taken the lead, and you have provided some of that direction here. The city has taken the lead in forcing the door open to invite private enterprise and the free market to participate in this conversation. And up until now,
right,
we've sort of seen the county sort of holding, strong arming and trying to keep that door closed, at least when it comes to dredging.
Well, certainly some in the county, sure. And there's been a lot of resistance to the idea of exploring dredging of the reservoir, and specifically to explore dredging as a water supply solution, or as part of a water supply solution. But I think the council felt, and we obviously have a lot of residents who feel, that the reservoir should have been, we should have been dredging it all along, frankly, and we have not done a good job, we being the city and Rivanna and the county, have not done a good job of maintaining that as a water supply asset. And it's about time we got to work on maintaining our assets, and so to me and to many people, this is something that's long overdue. And why not go out into the private sector and the open market and find companies that do dredging, that know how to do it, and solicit bids, and let's see what the market can do for us.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. We also have other news regarding the old Martha Jefferson, well, now I say the old Martha Jefferson Hospital in downtown Charlottesville.
Yeah, so there's several things that actually, all in the last week, three major sort of issues have arisen around the hospital. One, of course, Martha Jefferson is now merging with or exploring a merger with Sentara Hospital System. So if that goes through, it would no longer be a locally owned and controlled entity. Of course, they still have their own board, but that's going to be an interesting process to see how that unfolds. Secondly, of course, the announcement last week that there's a potential buyer for the quote-unquote old hospital with Octagon Partners is looking very closely at buying that and would then take the lead on a redevelopment of the site. And then the Martha Jefferson neighborhood, just this past week at our city council meeting, successfully advocated for a new historic conservation overlay district to include many of the hospital properties, not all of them, but which will help sort of steer the future of that neighborhood and make sure that whatever happens there is in keeping with the character of the neighborhood and that the historic homes in that area and the historic buildings in the area are preserved for posterity.
Good stuff. What's the latest on, speaking of historic buildings, what's the latest on the Jefferson School?
Well, it's really moving forward. It's exciting. This is a project that's been many years in the making, as you know, and this is one of the last vestiges of the Vinegar Hill neighborhood. It's a building that formerly served as our African-American high school and before that African-American primary school. It's a building of great import, not just to the African-American community, but the community at large. And the city has been an active partner with a number of nonprofit groups and private foundations and local businesses to preserve that building and to pursue a historic designation for it and to pursue historic tax credits to renovate the building. There's a good partnership in place now that's taking the lead on moving that forward. The city recently signed over the building to the partnership so that they can proceed in applying for the tax credits. It's a multi-million-dollar endeavor, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a vibrant community center with a whole variety of activities and services available, and foremost of them being an African-American heritage center to help tell the story of the African-American community here in Charlottesville and host all kinds of events and functions throughout the year. But there'll be a child care center, there'll be a senior center on site, recreation center, other services and programs. It's going to be exciting when it all comes together and we can cut the ribbon and open the doors.
Good deal. Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Dave, thanks for the update. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Coy. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.